Hello?
Hi, Evan?
This is Raquel.
I'm sorry? Yes. No, this is Nadine with Local Smash.
Oh, it's Nadine. Nadine, I was trying to get a hold of you. Hell yeah.
It's the other woman.
Yeah, I got a lot of people now that I'm getting my act together. Don't feel bad. It's a ring lady. It's for telephones. It's totally
fine. It's okay.
I swear. Sorry about that.
I'm like, wow, it's the other woman, huh?
Yeah, sorry. Suave as ever.
Quite all right. It's quite all right. No worries. You're good. I was on the other line, right? And it was so funny because one of my reps chatted me and said, Nadine, I have Evan on the phone. And I'm thinking, wow, this is early in the morning. And I said, let him know. I will call him right back as soon as I'm done.
So I'm good, I think-ish. I switched with the contractor's board my address to Rockland. And I switched my liability address to Rockland.
Wow.
So my limited liability and my address for my business now is in Rockland. We're starting an LLC though, but that also is registered to Rockland.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Everything's registered to the same place now. Only thing I have a problem with now is when I go on my Google guaranteed. Oh, hold on one second. Hey, you want to talk to my partner too?
Yeah, of course. Put me on speaker.
I'm going to merge our call. Hold on one
second. Yeah, no worries.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can
hear you.
Hi. Hi, guys.
This is Nadine. You're on the phone with Nadine from Google Guarantee. No, I finally did that big change I wanted to do, Rob. It's me. We're trying to figure out right now how to get us going on Google Guaranteed. Because I think we got it.
Yes. So, and we were talking about focusing on the HVAC, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Exclusively, yes. Almost, yeah.
Specifically, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I know the thing that was holding back was because the business license, as I was telling you, Evan, the business license as well as the insurance, Google wants them to match and not to a PO box, right? So, mm-hmm. And we didn't want to start the process and then them kick it back and say not approved because it's a PO box. And that's why we had waited a while to get that clarification from my management team, because I wanted to make sure before we even proceeded with that wouldn't be an issue. So I know you mentioned everything now matches in your current location now. So you were mentioning something that you were having an issue with, and then you brought your partner on the phone.
Yeah, everything matches as far as I've applied. I sent in a form to the contractor's licensing board to change my address to Rockland. And I have, because it was way quicker to do, changed the address on my liability.
Oh, okay.
The thing is that I'm struggling a little bit still with doing the PIN, because if you go on the online for me and try, it seems to want to put me over in Gulf Sac still. For my PIN, not over in Rockland. Yeah, the one that, like, on Google, where it's like where your business is.
Let me look at it.
Yeah,
because when I'm looking at it, it shows, like, the way that it's mapped. It shows Sacramento. Like, it kind of shows up towards the top part of Sacramento, it looks like. Or not, like,
Google
away from...
Google can help us with that now. If we're going to go through their process, can they help us with that now? Because it's not...
With the Google Guaranteed, what's cool about it is that you guys can choose the zip codes, the cities, or the counties that you want to cover. You could be very specific with the Google Guaranteed. Yeah, honestly, the Google Business Profile, I mean, it's got you pinned wherever you're at unless you try to update the address. However, the Google Guaranteed allows you to target wherever your license and your insurance covers. Okay, so it'll even ask you on the application, what areas do you want to target? Like, you can notate cities, you can notate zip codes. So if there's a specific area, let's just say, for example, someone calls you from an area that's not listed on under the areas that you service and you do not accept that job, that is an unqualified lead. They will credit it right back to you.
You like that.
Okay.
I have a question real quick. How do we access this? Is this like the site and then we're going to get basically a password, or do you already have one, Evan, to access?
So what you guys will have, that's a great question. So what you guys are going to have, it's going to be like a tracking system, right?
Yeah.
So you're able to track your calls. Now,
Also,
with the system that Google has set up, so as I was mentioning to Evan, you guys are going to be assigned a special tracking number, okay, to your business line. This is how Google knows what calls are qualified and which ones aren't. What I like about it is because you guys aren't having to call in and dispute it, because Google has it set up where they know that that wasn't a qualified lead. I will tell you what a qualified lead is. If you guys discussed price over the phone, or if you set up an appointment to go give an estimate, those are qualified leads.
Okay.
Also, I had mentioned to Evan, if you guys are going, you know, out of town, or you're just bombarded with work, you call us to shut them off. And then you call us when you want them turned back on. And there's no, like, set limit, like, oh, you can only turn them off 5 times, or, you know, or only for this amount of time. It's as many times as you need to and for as long as you need to.
Okay, so is that something we have to call about? There's nothing we could do on our profile?
As of right now, because they're still trying to work out on creating an app to kind of simplify it for you guys, right? But in the meantime, you would call us, and I will tell you right now, they get turned off immediately when you call.
Okay, no, that's
there's
fine.
No, like, delay on it.
Sounds easy, I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, that's a great question to ask. Absolutely.
So I'm down, and then we've discussed our budget, which I think our opening budget is somewhere around $400.
Yes. So your budget, so the minimum monthly budget is $435. This is going to give you guys up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are costing you $33.33. But as I mentioned to you, if someone called you outside of a service that you're offering, right, they're calling you to remove a tree. They're calling you outside of an area that you don't service and you don't accept that job. If they call you for solicitation or even to see if you're hiring, those are all unqualified leads. They're going to credit it right back. You only got one lead in the month, which gentlemen, I've never seen that happen, but let's say you got one lead in the month. What'll happen is what's left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means that following month, you're not paying $435 again. What you're paying is $33.33 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Okay? And then, like I said, you can pause them off and on when need be. At any time, we like to start you off with a minimum monthly budget before you start investing more money. However, if you also want to increase your amount of leads that you're receiving at any time, you can. The cost per lead doesn't change. It would be the monthly budget. Okay? So that you can adjust at any time if you want to start accepting more leads. 13 is the minimum that Google wants.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
So it's an unqualified lead. They call us. It's fix their fan or something in wherever, Davis. How do we go about, do we go now then into our program and label it as a mislead, or is that something also we have to call?
No, it's automatically taken care of on our end. Because Google system, the way it's set up, it's going to know which leads are qualified and which aren't. It has a certain system that's set up where you're not having to dispute them, in other words. And even if there was one that was questionable, you guys are going to have a team, right, that's dedicated to your account. So even if there was one that you were kind of questioned, that you're a little questionable on it, you can call your team, right, here at our customer service department, because we do everything in-house. You would just call customer service and just say, hey, I'm just curious. There was this lead that came through. I just want to assure that I'm not being charged for it. And they'll let you know, yeah, you weren't. It's credited right back. That's the cool thing about it, because you're going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. So any updates, any questions, any concerns, you want to change the areas that you're targeting, that's what our team is here for. Okay?
Perfect.
So we're here to assist you with it all.
I like this.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think out of all, I'm excited about trying to get on this. It takes about a while, though, right? Like, we're not going
to. It'll take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. Now, Evan, I understand the business license is under your name, right?
We're about to open an LLC where we're both shared partner. It's literally coming through probably in either this week or next week.
Okay. So let me see. Now, but the actual, the license, the one, because I think you mentioned you have the C20, right? You have the C20 license?
Yeah, that is under my name.
Okay.
Yes, that is under my
name. So what you're going to do is you're going to fill out the application in your name. Okay?
Okay.
Because it's going to want the one, I know that both you and your partner are the ones that give estimates, right? So what you could do, if you want the background check to also be ran on your partner, you can include him and list him as like an employee, and then it's going to ask for his information, or you could be the only one that they do the background check on.
No, it's okay. I'll just do it on me. I think we already talked about that, because I've already been through the one for Porsche, and there's no point in doing this both, you know, unless I have for some reason don't pass, and then, we'll go do my partner.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have a question. This brings a question for me. So this program, is it going to have just one set password and email to get in, or am I going to also...
It's going to have one set password and email. So the password, like your username is going to be the phone number, right? And then the password, they're going to create it. So it's not like you guys are going to have both your own logins, okay?
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you both know what the password is and what the username is.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
that's easy.
Yeah. And Evan, do you want to list your partner as being able to make changes to the account in the event you can't call and make a change, or do you want it to just...
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
No. That's fine.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Robert Abbott,
uh-huh.
ABBOTT.
Okay. And what's your phone number, Robert? Because if you ever call in to make changes to the account, they're going to ask what's your phone number to just verify that it's you.
916-753-2210.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so what we're just going to do is I'm just going to be verifying information. So, Evan, I have your last name as Morris, correct? M-O-R-R-I-S.
I-S, yeah.
And now the email that I have listed for you is the ssa.morris@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that's the one we're going to use for now. I think we're going to be opening up some more Upright Mechanical themed email in a minute and probably move everything to...
Oh, that'll be cool. Okay. No worries. And then let's take a look here. Now, the phone number that you're going to want them to link that tracking number that Google's going to assign to you, do you want it to be linked to the phone number that we're speaking on now, which is the 916-904-9787?
And this is where the leads are going to come in, right?
Yes. Yes.
For now, yeah, but we're about, like, actually, I probably missed it right now. That was the other woman. She's a Ring Central. And they're going to give us a new number that we have linked into both of us, so we'll miss less calls. It's like a redundant ring system. So we're going to pick a number, and I'll probably want that new number, but I don't have that number as of right now. So, yeah, my number.
Is it like... So is it like an answering service, but it's going to be routed to both of your phones?
Exactly,
Go ahead.
I think it's going to be, you go.
It's basically like an 800 number that has multiple links to it. So if it goes to the first number, which will probably be Evan, and or one of our sales guys, either or, we're kind of figuring that out. And if they don't answer, then it goes to the next, like my phone. And if I don't answer, then on and on. I think we're only going to have it for about 2 or 3 people right now, because every person you add is obviously more charged.
Right.
So for now, it's going to be like 2 or 3, but it'll make it to where we don't miss the leads.
One thing, though, I want to add is we decided on not on an 800 number, but on a local number.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
So it's a 916 number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it considered like a trunk system is what they call it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So just to kind of give you guys, now you can use that system. That's fine. We can link it to that phone, right? What the trunk system is it's got a call menu system, right, for the calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So when you use a trunk system, okay, for your Google Guaranteed, there's not a problem with it. But the thing that'll happen is, because, okay, let's say you're not using the trunk system, right? You're using Evan's phone number to be linked to the tracking number. When Evan answers the phone, he's going to hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before it's even connected. Before you even connected with the prospect.
So he knows right away it's a sale.
Right. So if we use, so if we use the trunk system, okay, which is what you guys are setting up, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can use it, but it'll prevent from you hearing the automated intro Google message.
It's okay, because the trunk will only, we know when that trunk calls, it's all business.
And I had asked about that because I had someone else who had that same system. And so that's why I looked back at my notes. So he said that you'll still receive the leads, but you just won't be able to hear the optional message that informs them it's an incoming Google guaranteed lead. So just note that if people call in and they hang up, when the call menu comes up, there is a chance that that lead may still be charged to you. Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah. So in that case, let's say you missed a call. Let's say someone hung up and they didn't even, like, they went through the menu message, but they hung up.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't call that number back right away. You're going to be able to still track the phone calls. So that's just so you guys are aware.
Okay.
So just call them back. I mean, we're good.
Yeah. I would say just call them back.
Yeah, we'll do that anyhow. Yeah.
Well, then that's
That's not bad. That's a good protocol for us, period, when someone calls a business line.
So in the meantime, do you want me to put it as a 916 number?
We don't have the number.
Okay.
We don't have it. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of run that by you so we knew.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you did.
And I'm glad.
I'm glad you did. Perfect. Okay. No worries. And then
I gotta mute myself real quick because I'm about to be loud.
Okay. No worries. Okay, Evan, and then the company name, I show it currently listed as Upright Mechanical.
Yes, yes it is.
Okay. And then, now for the payment, all you're paying today is a $250 application fee. Are you using a card that's in your name, the business name, or in both?
I'm going to use one in the business name.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's just a business name on it, right?
Yeah, it's Upright Mechanical.
Okay, let me go here. Give me 1 second. Let me just update this part.
What about the LLC? We should check on that, Rob, to see what's going on with that. When
we should check on it today.
I know that it's actually going.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to switch banks so bad.
But I think you mentioned you have currently the, what is it, the C20 is the one that you carry? The licensing?
Yeah, I have a C20 and a General B, yeah. But we're going to really just focus on heating and air. And that's why even you put on my profile HVAC contractor now.
Yes, yes. So the California, that's so funny, it says California State Warm Air HVAC License. California is super strict with their, you know, there's so many states that I kid you not that are general contractors. They don't even need a license or insurance. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. California is like,
for roofing,
we're
a special
kind of crazy.
I'm like, I think they just try to get money wherever they can.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I was talking.
It's crazy place.
I forget what state is it. They don't even need insurance, and it's with roofing. And I'm like, how do you not need insurance for that? That's just crazy to me, right?
That's quite the trade to not have insurance.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you, like, not need that? I would be, if you're working on my roof, I want to make sure you're licensed, bonded, and insured, you know?
Yeah, good idea.
Right? And then on the business card, it just says Upright Mechanical, correct?
It actually, yeah, it does. And a sign it right there. Come on, yeah. Fine.
What's the what's the billing address for that card?
Oh shit. Good question. I think it's 5960 Southland Park Drive, Sacramento, California, 95822.
Land Park Drive?
Yeah, Southland Park Drive, 5960 Southland Park Drive.
5960 Southland Park Drive, Sacramento, 95822.
Yep.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is it's a Visa.
Visa. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4815. 800. Hold on, I'm going to have to tell this girl I'll call you back. Can I call you back? Oh my God, I'll call you back. That's shit. 4815-880-3676-6493.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4815-880-3676-6493.
That's it.
Expiration month and year.
728.
7 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
511.
511. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. And I want to make sure that Robert also knows what that security question is.
Okay. City I was born in is Astoria. Astoria.
With a name?
Do you want to go with that one? Yeah, A-S-T-O-R-I-A is how it's spelled.
A-A-S-T-O-R?
No, 1-A. A.
Oh.
Like A-S-T-O-R-I-A.
That's what I figured.
Named okay. After a guy called John Astor. Astor.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Like an old.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'll tell you the reason why we put the security question. If anyone ever calls you to say that we're local splash, and you're not sure, even if they're calling to try to charge you for more money, ask them, what's my security question? And if they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us. We do it for that reason.
Okay?
Okay. And it's just really for your protection as well. So.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah, I've had someone who has called me and said, Nadine, I remember you saying to hang up, and they were trying to tell me they needed to verify my business, and I had to pay them $5. And I said, please don't tell me you gave them $5. And he's like, no, I didn't. I asked him what was my security question. They hung up on me. They kept insisting that they were local splash. So that's why we do it for that reason, just to protect you. Okay. Now I'm going to be charging the $250 application fee, and in a couple of minutes you're going to receive your receipt, both to your email. We also send it to you in a text message, and then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, and then we'll schedule your client onboarding with our technician. During the client onboarding, it takes like about 30 minutes, and it's basically they're just going to answer any additional questions you have. If you've already submitted the application, they're going to verify and make sure everything's filled out, and then go from there and start the background check. So we're going to be going through just the main points on here and answer any
additional
questions.
How long is it going to be, do you think, roughly?
I will tell you this, as far as the process with everything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we always say 4 to 8 weeks, right? But I'm going to be honest with you,
no,
Evan.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
With right now, the call with us?
No, I'm interested in what you're telling me. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But go ahead.
Yeah.
If you think it's going to be, you're going to be honest with me, you think,
I say 4 to 8 weeks, but to be honest with you, it depends on how quickly you fill out that application and how fast you respond to the background check. I have seen some people be approved within 4 weeks, but really it's just going to depend on you, on how quickly you respond. Okay. So
I'll do it right now. If I can, that's why I was asking how long it's going to take, because I have to go do some shopping, but I can walk in there and start doing it.
No worries. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to be sending you the application, and we're going to go over a couple of notes, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to send you the application via text, and then I'm going to send it to you also by email, okay? Now, there is going to be a part when you're filling out the application. It's going to also ask you, I believe, for your EIN number, your social, you're going to be filling out that information. You're going to upload your certificate of liability insurance. You're also going to upload the C20, the license that you have. Now, remember, mm-hmm. It doesn't have the P.O. box, right? They already sent you the new address, the one with the new address on it.
Well, the C20 is going to be tricky to upload. How am I going to do that? Let's see. I can pull it up on the contractor's licensing board.
Yeah. Do you have an you got an iPhone, mm-hmm. right?
No, I don't. I have a Samsung
S8. Or Android. Oh, okay.
It's the new one, the new Samsung.
That's okay. So there should be a way, like if you can actually view it, right, with your new address on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
So
let me see. I don't know about that, actually. I do not know about that. Let me see real quick.
Okay.
1 second. I'm forwarding this to Robert in these emails.
No worries.
Okay, so,
I'm also
all right.
The application by email, too.
Let me look at that, because and I do have now a fictitious business license and all that jazz, which is also like for a business license, you know, or whatever.
They want the specific C20, just an FYI. That's the one that they want.
Yeah, no, because for to show I'm an HVAC contractor, which is cool, but I've never really actually looked at it ever. I've never tried to do that. Is what I'm saying. I know I have it if you look me up, right? But it's not like you get like a certificate from the contractor's board that I remember. I might actually have it though and just put it somewhere, huh?
Yeah, you should have something that shows that it's a C20 because that's the one that they're wanting. So it's the California State Warm Air HVAC License C20. That's the specific one that they're asking for.
I'm loading into the board right now.
Okay. No worries. Take your time. In the meantime,
my phone certainly is.
I'm just going to be going over some notes with you that are just basic notes for the technician, okay?
Okay.
So let me put here.
Jeez, what is this thing on the slowest bandwidth ever?
It's okay. That happens to me, too, on my phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
It says it has 5G, but then it says this UC after it, and I think it means whatever UC stands for, it means not working very good.
Oh.
That goes. I'll figure it out, though. I know, at least I know I have the C20, but what I don't know is if the address change has been affected. That's kind of what I want to see here.
Okay.
I know, honestly, it was good timing because they called me about it because I'm waiting to test for my plumbing license.
Oh, nice.
And right after I had got off the phone with you, like literally like the next day, the contractor's board called me and was like, you know, you need to change your license, your address.
No way.
I'm like... Yeah, I was like, really?
You're like,
okay. To a P.O. box. I'm like, no problem. I'm glad we do that. But she's like, I'm sending you over the form on the email. So I sent it, showed up, sent it back.
That's awesome. So here's the thing, right? When you're filling out that form, it's going to ask you what's the address for the business. You're going to list the address that you now changed everything
to,
right?
Yeah, the Rockland. Yeah, the Rockland address, yes.
So just list that address because that's the address that they're going to go off of to make sure that the license and insurance is associated with that address. If for some reason,
even if it's not,
you've already changed it. It could be that it's taken a minute.
Exactly.
So you know, I'll notate it in there that you've updated it to that address, and I'll write the address down. What's the address that you've updated it to, just so I can notate it?
I'm going to do that for you real quick.
Okay. Because I'm going to put that on the notes here so that way they're aware that that's the address. Now, are you typically closed on Saturday and Sunday?
Let's say that.
Well, what hours do you want to be notated for? Because I see currently on your Google business profile, you have Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
I think that's pretty decent.
Is that decent? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put Monday through Friday.
What do I do with that?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay.
Come on, nice and easy for myself. It's annoying.
Does a client have an existing Google Guaranteed ad? I'm just answering some questions, talking to myself right now.
Okay, no worries.
Does the client have 5 existing Google reviews? Yes. So let me put your Google profile page so that they see that there. Let's see. Let me go back here. How's the weather over there right now?
It's not bad. It's kind of cooling off. You know, it gets hot. It's a good place to be heating air, I'll tell you. Where are you located at?
We're in Southern California right now. We're having the heat wave down here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're in crazy state, too. You're even crazy. Yes. You're almost as crazy here.
That's what I said.
You say I'm a crazy ass over here.
That's why I was saying how crazy it is, right?
I was just wondering, because I never know, you know. Sounds like I said, if you're, like, from out Midwest or something, you know.
You're like,
but
yeah.
No, you're in it.
No, we're doing the website for you, right? The My Site? I'm notating that.
We're excited about that. Yeah, we're very excited.
And I'm putting that, yes, you have insurance, you have business license.
And even our new LLC is under Upright Mechanical. So the only thing that's going to change is that it's going to be an LLC now instead of a sole proprietor where I'll be like the guy, you know, everything's on me. 4263 Cedarwood Street, Rockland. I have the new address here. When you're
okay, ready. Let me jot it down. Okay, 4263
Cedarwood Street, period.
Cedarwood
Rockland,
is two words?
California, 95677.
Cedarwood is two words or one word? Evan?
Oh, did you hear me?
Oh, no, I couldn't hear you. Is Cedarwood one word or two words?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you either. Cedarwood is one word.
One word. Okay. Cedarwood Street.
Rockland. Yeah, Rockland, California. 95677.
Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. I got that there. I'm going to put new address. That was updated for both license and insurance. Okay. Next couple of questions I'm just going to go over with you, and we're almost done. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So is client aware and willing to provide social security number to us and the third party background provider? Yes.
Yeah.
Does client and willing have a driver's license, identification card, or passport? Yes.
Yeah.
To identify it's you. And then this is not applicable to you, this question. Okay. So as a reminder, it's not Google themselves that are running the background check. They use two different companies. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who's running the background check, we're going to let you know so that you're aware of either receiving a text message or an email from one of those companies. Like if it's Evident ID, we'll tell you, hey, be on the lookout for an email from this company or from Pinkerton. Now, you're just going to follow the steps. One of them, and I'm not sure which one it is, but one will ask you just for the front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you to put in your name, your social, your birth date, because they're identifying that it's you that they're doing the background check on. So
once
we know who it is, we'll give you the heads up because it's like time sensitive. I think you have like if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 24 hours to respond to the background check before it cancels out, and then we have to have them re-trigger it again. Okay?
The I think I've been through Evident ID too, so I hope that helps.
Right?
it sounds familiar. Evident ID.
Hopefully that's a thing. Yeah. And those are the two companies that. Yeah, and those are the two companies that they use. So this way you're aware, okay? And then now I'm gonna mention these services under the HVAC service vertical is what we call it. These are subcategories. If there is something you do not do, tell me so that I put it that it's not something that you offer. AC maintenance, install and repair AC, clean, install, and repair ducts and vents. Do you do all that?
Clean, install, and repair ducts and vents. Yeah, we do all that. Some of those cleaning things, I don't think I want to get. We're not a duct cleaning business, no.
Okay, so you want me to just, let me put on here. I'm going to put no clean duct and vents. No clean ducts. I'm going to put that you don't do that. Ducts and vents.
Yeah, that's in a specific.
But you do the repair and installs, right? On those?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do all, but usually duct cleaning is its own specific business.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We could get a subcontractor that does that, you know, but that's not what we do.
Yeah, no. So I'm putting down AC maintenance, install AC, repair AC, install ducts and vents, repair ducts and vents, heating maintenance, install heating system, repair heating system, HVAC maintenance, repair HVAC, install thermostat, repair thermostat.
What about
ductless heating and AC service?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So the only one is just the no clean ducts and vents. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, we need to schedule your client interview onboarding. Like I said, it's going to take about 30 minutes. They're just going to, you know, once you submit the application, we'll receive it and we'll push it through to Google to get approved. So if there's anything that we notice that's not on there, they will definitely tell you either in your client interview or they're going to send you a message, hey, Evan, we're missing this, right? Because we want to ensure that everything is included in that. So do you want your client interview set up for tomorrow? When do you want the interview set up? It's only going to take about 30 minutes. Okay.
It'd be better even today. We're trying to do it
ASAP. Absolutely,
if
you can. Yes.
My only caveat is it would want it a little bit later today. I'm hoping that I can get to a point where it would be good around lunchtime, I'm hoping, if I can get in here and buy this stuff.
Check this out. I got an appointment at 11:30.
I think that'll work just fine.
Will that work? Okay. So let me do this. Let me set you up for 11:30. Now, you're going to get a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If for some reason we call you and you're in the middle of something and you need, you know, 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and let us know, okay?
Yeah. The only problem is where I'm working today, it's a little spotty. I think my phone works where I'm working, but when you try to drive in and out of there, it sucks.
Yeah, no worries. So let me just do this. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. When you're filling out the application, okay, it's going to ask you for your monthly budget. I put what your monthly budget is, which is you're just going to put the $435. Okay?
Yeah, I saw that on the email for the app.
Yes.
I just sent the app over.
Correct. Now, when it's asking, now under the employees too, did you put zero?
No, I didn't do that yet. I haven't started that, actually. Yet.
So when you get to the employees part, just put zero, because if you put, you even have one employee, they're going to want you to put the information on that employee to run the background check. So just put
zero. I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the message that says initial invoice.
Okay.
And it'll start off by saying, "Dear Evan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Uh-huh.
Do you see that there?
I saw it earlier, yes. I
okay.
Click on that?
Yes. Open it up, and then it's going to have... Yes, no worries. Take your time.
There it is. All right, go ahead.
So it goes on to say, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms." You're going to click on where it says click here. And now it's going to take you to this page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Cool, I'm on it already, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. What you're going to do is scroll down to the very bottom of the page where it's asking you to sign your name. So you'll sign your name in that box. Just type in your name. And right above that, there's going to be a little box to the left that you need to check, because it's saying that you certify that you're the authorized user and signer of the credit card that you provided. What you're saying is it's basically your name that's on the card that you gave. So you want to make sure you click in the little box and that you type in your name as in the bottom. So where it says sign, do you see where it says sign at the very bottom?
Yes.
Okay. Look a little bit above that.
Oh, I see.
You see it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So click on that little box because you're certifying it's your name on the card. Now, you should see something coming up asking you for username and password. Do you see that?
Yep. Yes.
Perfect. This is where you go in and track your results with us. Okay? We don't have the username or password yet. You're going to get that within 5 to 7 days. Now, what I'm doing is I'm sending you the number to our customer service. So if you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern, you're going to contact customer service, okay? And I'm going to send you that number right now. It's the 877 number. You'll just hit 1. So that way you can get in touch with our customer service department. And then I'm also sending you another text, and it's going to have a link to a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. It just gives you the demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. So when you have time, take a look at it.
I'm
going
to send it over to Rob, too.
Yeah,
he's going to – Rob's a bit younger than me, and he's my technical support.
Exactly. Okay?
He likes technical
No worries.
Like
I know sometimes I have to have my husband help me with certain things. I'm like, I don't get this part. Can you help me? He's like, okay, how many times do I got to hook up the printer for you?
Yes.
Okay.
An app or a dashboard would be cool, though.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No worries. So now, just remember, in 5 to 7 days, we'll send you an email with the link for your client dashboard, the username and the password. Remember, you only get, like, one username, one password, so make sure that Robert knows what it is as well. And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. Evan, I am so excited for you both. You guys are going to love Google Guaranteed, I'm telling you. It's an excellent program.
I like it. Okay. Well, I've already heard good things about it. I have a plumbing friend in Reno, and he's doing really good, and he said it was totally worth it going through all this program.
I'm telling you, people, like, I know so many people that I tell them, once you get started with it, like, you don't ever go back to anything else. It's such a better program. I mean, not that the other products aren't good products, but especially in your guys' line of industry, Google Guaranteed is it, you know? It really is.
Awesome.
So just remember your appointment today, Evan, and they'll be calling you from an 877 number. We'll send you a reminder an hour before. So your appointment's from 11:30 to 12 today. Okay.
11:30 to 12, and also I have the application I'm going to start working on.
Yes.
Try to get
better
as soon as I can.
And if you have any questions, don't worry about it. You feel free and call me, and I can help you. It's pretty simple, the application, but if there's anything you get stuck on, just let me know, and I'll walk you through it. Okay?
Zero employees.
Yeah, zero employees on that part.
Okay.
And then under, like, your address where the business is registered and all that, just make sure you put the new address, which is the 4263. Okay?
Yes.
And remember also all those reviews that you guys have on your Google Business profile, those are also going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile. So they'll also transfer to there as well. Okay?
Okay. And the C20 license thing from the board, which is I don't know if I have a printed up license, but I'm pretty sure you can go online and get the screen.
You should be able to like take a screenshot of it or something.
Yeah,
it should allow you to load it up as a PDF.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you search my license, it says right on there what you are. Okay.
Yeah, it should allow you to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
What was that?
If you also need any help or anything, guys, and you haven't around, you just give me a call later. I'll have my phone on. I can probably.
I see you over most of the. I tried to at least just then.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys are set. Again, if you have any questions, just call me, okay? No worries.
All right. We will.
All right. We'll talk to you shortly.
Good day,
okay, you too. Bye, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.